ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound. Meanwhile, the United States.
Voyager back. This is the Hound. This is WFMU.
East Orange.
For the virtual entertainment bonanza. Having spent the last 3 days in my sweating and shaking in bed mode, I've prepared for this little event. We brought out the Denster with us today.
Yeah.
And Roscoe. Vibe 1 and Vibe 2. I feel like the Cat in the Hat. Anyway, what are we going to do today? We got we got some junk lined up. We got all the usual crap. We will play Hello Lucille due to overwhelming demand. We have a little Bakersfield Uberales thing going a little bit later. And remember, this is the Hound Show, where it's always Saturday night, and Saturday night is always New Year's Eve, and New Year's Eve is always Elvis's birthday. We're gonna kick right back into it with some music and tonalize ourselves up a little with the Sabres, My Hot Mama.
Bigfoot Maine. Wow, wow.
got a generator on the deal to say a man, oh man, sure it seems. I say she don't care just how she looks when we dance with the girls, you look gay, rockin' tea, fast 15. But she just looked at you, look at her, I hear her. I love you, not a dead rockin' team. 5, 6, 2. You ever look to the girl I hear that? You see? Come on!
This is a hit!
Bob like a fogo stick.
Bobalina, Bobalina, yes, it's my girl. Ooh, Bobalina, Bobalina, yes, it's my girl. Yes, she's my girl, and I love her so. Ooh, dooby dooby, need a gold gal, no, yeah. Bobalina, Bobalina, yes, she's my girl. Woo, Bobalina, Bobalina, yes, she's my girl. Yes, she's my girl, and I love her so. Ooh, dooby dooby, need a gold gal, go. Ooh, dooby dooby, need a gold gal, go. Ooh, dooby dooby, need a gold gal, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female, the surface shiny and silken, the body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
Back in the jungle.
Yep. Yeah, War Dad. This is the Hound. This is FMU. On Gala College, East Orange, sound of Barbara Pittman and I Need a Man. We heard the Shadows, not the English instrumental group, the Shadows, obviously, but a bunch of colored fellows from Nashville and Bapa Luna. We heard Dennis Puckett with the Rockin' Teens, Hal Page and Bigfoot May. They opened up with the Sabres and My Hot Mama. We didn't read the instrumental set also. We opened up the first set was the Night Rock, Back from the Bottom, Night Riders, Cotton Pickin', Rebel Rousers, Dark Road, Rockaway's Rampage, Volk Brothers, Ducks Flying Backwards, and we opened up with the very first thing was Ronnie and Johnny with Jungle Boogie. Yeah. Anyways, what's going on? New York is a virtual bonanza of entertainment tonight, the greater New York area. You got Iggy Pop over at the on the pier on 42nd and 12th Avenue. Buck Owens will be appearing with Dwight Yoakam at the Beacon Theater. I think that is sold out, but who knows. Eddie Clearwater at the Lone Star Cafe, the Leroy Brothers with Tysco Del Rey, and Nookie Edwards of the Ventures at the Rodeo Bar, 27th and 3rd. Breakfast George and the Gangsters of Love at Nightingale's. Bob Dylan is playing somewhere in Stanhope, New Jersey. Flag down all the limos headed towards Stanhope and ask Bob where he's playing. And right now, the New York 1988 Vintage Guitars Vintage Guitars Against AIDS. The Vintage Guitar Show is going on 440 East 12th Street between 1st Street and Avenue A. Lots. I was there. I got a big Elvis stamp on my hand from it. Il Bruce's working the door, and there's all kinds of guitars and amps and trash there. Roscoe.
The Ventures guy was there.
Nookie Edwards is there in person.
He was wearing a big black hat. And there was also
Sammy Mosery from Mosery Guitars is there.
Right. And there's also a $100 bounty, so if anyone wants to go over there and get quickly ejected, if they go by and rip off Elliot Easton's wig, it would be really appreciated.
Heard Elliot Easton really got screwed in his divorce settlement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the guy from the Cars, you know, the one who looks just like John Denver. Never see their picture taken together. Makes you think now, don't it? Oh, boy. Anyway, congratulations to Bob and Alice Quine, who got married yesterday down at City Hall in the City Hall Chapel.
That's great.
Happy birthday to Jacques Boy.
Jacques Boy.
Celebrating his second century as the father of rock and roll.
The father of modern
rock and roll. Yes, that's a new little accuracy
little
is all we need. Coming up a little later in the show, Roscoe brought a guitar, and he's going to play El Cabang with it. Down at the Film Forum at 57 Watt Street tonight, this is good. Two William Castle films, Tingler in Percepto, which means that at a certain point in the movie, you get an electric shock in your butt. And 13 Ghosts in Illusiono, which means they give you a piece of red plastic to look through at a certain point if you believe in ghosts. So that's William Castle, the man who once wrote a book called Step Right Up, I'm Going to Scare the Pants Off America. A great auteur of our time, folks. And this is the Ham coming to you in Reverbo. That's a patent, Reverbo. Anyway, you guys got anything on your minds?
Got some news items here.
What, you want to do some news?
Altered Miss America, okay, by judges.
Give us 22 minutes, we'll give you a headache.
This little message is brought to you by Advil, the only thing that actually works. Miss America thing, you know, it's the old controversy. If would-be Miss Americas use tape or surgery to improve their figures, that's okay, pageant judges say, as long as the contestants also show that they're modern, articulate women.
What about if they've had plastic surgery?
That's
okay. This really bothers me.
No, well, the judges said it's okay to have implants.
Really?
And adhesive tape chests.
They might have to start giving them the feel test or something.
And the sticky spray used to make swimsuits cling. Does it really matter if her breasts are taped? Well, I don't know.
I don't think it matters if they're taped, but they should be real.
Right.
I mean,
Well, you can always tell. Well, this new stuff that they're using
the
is a little
says
more
small
lifelike.
Ones are fine.
Yeah, that's true. But, you used to be able to tell with the early early stuff that they were using if they were, you know, laying out in the sun on their back, you know, the silicone just stood straight up in the air at all times.
Yeah. Oh. There was a pretty hateful article in Playboy on Hugh Hefner's palimony suit in which he was claiming all her various plastic surgery things. They certainly
surgically enhanced.
Yeah, they certainly rebuilt Jessica Hahn from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is she now?
Sort of like
who cares?
The bionic wench. Like the new loop?
Yeah, why don't you turn that up a little bit?
What do we got?
This is totally maddening. You know what that is? That's a bunch of people in a mental hospital in Louisiana in 1957. It's a guy singing and a bunch of people beating on things, and it's
blowing into bottles.
A music therapy session.
Which is kind of what this is.
Yeah, a little musical healing with the Hound. You know, I'll pick up where Marvin Gaye left off, ladies. Anyway, we're going to kick back into some more music here with everybody's favorite sissy, Escarita. With a big old hole in his heart.
Yes, baby.
This is the operator.
Uh-huh.
Your party is on the line.
My party's on the line?
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
Is this you?
Yeah, this is me, Skip.
Is that you, huh?
Yeah, this is me.
I'm glad to see you in good frame of mind, boy.
I'm in a good frame of mind.
Hell yeah, that sounds good.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, Leroy, it's something else. You know, I'm having a good time over here. You know that, don't you?
I'm having a good time. I'm laying around the house relaxing myself.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, Leroy, hey.
Yeah.
You know, when you want a favor done, who do you come to?
Who do you come to?
Yeah.
Oh, you come to your friend.
Come to your friend, is that right?
That's right.
All right, well, look here, Leroy.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a bind, partner.
You're in a bind?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I want you to help me out.
What is that, Skillet?
Leroy.
Yeah.
Loan me $20.
What was that?
I said, Leroy, loan me $20.
I can't hear you.
Leroy, loan me $20.
I can't hear you.
Sir, your line is very clear. I can hear you.
Well, you loan him $20.
Started to come in this place tonight. I was out there earlier tonight. One queer said to the other queer, I'm not going in that place. The other queer said, well, why not? He said, because when they see that I'm pregnant, they'll laugh. He said, pregnant? Whose is it? He said, how do I know? I don't have eyes in the back of my head.
Woo! That's Peter!
to just let you laugh out. They'll damn everybody else around you. If they don't laugh, the hell with them. I can't stand somebody to set up out there so dignified. Like your house rent ain't due.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm glad to be here, and I hope he's the same. So, Mr. Aru, you're now finna hear Little Richard and his Upsettles. We should say the name of the Upsettles. And at this time, I'm going to do my recording of Baby on the Other Side, which is one that I've made, and I hope that you like it too. All right, boys, get Baby up.
I'm meanwhile back in the States.
Yep. This is the Hound, sustaining the name of WFMU, starring heard a couple of live Little Richard cuts. Little Richard with the Don and Dewey Band from 1966. Jerry Blavin, the Geeter with the Heater, adding his intruding voice to that one. And True Fine Mama. Did Little Richard live at the Flame Club, 1957, and Baby, Don't You Want a Man with Hair Like Mine. Johnny Emilio and the Jukes with Joanne, Joanne. The Valiants and Frida, Frida. Mickey Hawks and Screaming Mimi, Jimmy. We opened up with Escarita, known to some as Excarita, with Hole in My Heart.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Anyway, what else is going on here today? Roscoe's here.
Yeah.
You got a gig this week.
Got a gig, we're playing at that, I've never even been to the place, the Lone Star Roadhouse.
Located conveniently on West 57th Street, in the heart of the music business.
Yes, we're looking for a fat man with some dough to help us out. And a white powder habit. No.
A greasy pig with a contract.
Right.
In his hand. Standard lease form, anybody?
You know.
Oh, we got
Scott's playing tonight.
Scott Kempner of the Dillards will be at the Speakeasy tonight with the David Roeder, what do they call it, David Roeder something or other?
Experience?
The
David Roeder Experience? Mm, I don't know, it might be the David Roeder Band.
No, it's some other name, but anyway.
Oh, yeah.
What time is that at?
I don't know. Later?
Tonight.
You know, 9, 10, 11, something like that.
Mm. Oh, boy. We got some,
You know, I was over at that guitar show. They got some stuff over there.
Such as?
Well,
pertaining to
the guitars and whatnot. But I saw a few good buys on a few old, there's a lot of vintage stuff, a lot of guys, you know, handing out their list. But the real tragedy of these guitar shows is you go in there and you see all this amazing stuff and it's like, okay, how much is it? Well, that one's really not for sale.
Or the fact that all the guys that have all this cool gear obviously don't and can't play them.
Yeah, that's pretty disturbing. Now there's a new trend of, since the stock market crash, of like these yuppie dudes that don't even know how to play are like starting to hoard guitars like Japanese.
Yeah, we heard this totally appalling story. Some guy called Skip Henderson, the uncrowned king of New Brunswick, who is putting on the guitar show, and some doctor called me at them. Do you have any Fender smooth lines? He says, you mean a thin line? He's like, yeah. Well, no. He's like, well, what do you got? And he's like, oh, well, I got a Tele, you know, with a Bixby on it, a 68. He's like, oh, well, I'll take that. And so, how much is it? $1,000. And don't you want to play the thing first? He says, well, I don't play the guitar. It's for investment purposes. It's fairly disgusting.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, in the news today, the Young and the Boofall. Neil Young takes lumps for knocking those ads. My, hey, hey, rocker Neil Young does not impress Kim Wilson, the voice of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and a Dom DeLuise imitator par excellence.
Go ahead. Well, I actually saw this movie that Joan Jett was in, Light of Day.
Oh, with Michael J. Fox, the anti-Elvis?
Yeah, but there was an amazing...
The man who had his sideburns clinically removed.
There was an amazing shot when part of the movie, they went to this gig, and it was the T-Birds playing. And they started the shot. You didn't really, you know, it was one of those shots where it starts so close up you don't realize what you're looking at. And so they started the shot just focused on the back of his bald head and then fanned out behind the band and, you know, to, like, the whole audience. It was great. It was like, that is Kim Wilson, so.
Well, Young made headlines recently blasting musicians who promote beer and soda and sneakers ads. We broke that story here a week before the newspapers, by the way, thanks to our friend Lauren from Rolling Stone. Wilson, whose group sings the praises of a particular brand of beer, begs to differ. Quote, all you got to do is be poor your whole life, he says. I mean, I'm not going to support Dow pesticides, but it's a fact of life. I drink beer. I don't fault anybody for trying to make some money because it's so hard to come by in the music world. Besides which, it's my business, not anybody else's, what I do with my talent. And speaking of sellouts, Neil, Wilson thinks you've abandoned your straight rock style for whatever sound might be popular at the moment, even if that sound is the rock and blues that the T-Birds play. Quote, again, from Kim Wilson here. I mean, let's ride the wave, you know what I mean? It's embarrassing. Neil Young can do all he wants. I'll stop doing commercials if he stops doing blues.
I think we have a makings of a deal there. You know?
Yeah, not since Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama, has Neil been roasted... Yeah. Or my Village Voice thing.
But he thrives on that. That's good for him.
That was fine.
Speaking of the Suds, beer sales in part of 7 New York State sports venues will be restricted beginning next year under a bill that requires alcohol-free seating in many of the state's major arenas. Among the places affected are Shea Stadium, Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden, Nassau Coliseum. I mean, what else are they going to pass a law against?
Well, what does that
mean?
Is there
anything I want to do that there isn't that's legal or won't kill you these days?
Well, what does that mean?
Why don't you just shoot me? It means that every stadium is going to have big not. It's going to have a. You can get stuck in a 15% of the seating by 1992 will ban beer in these places.
Well, here's a pertaining to letter in the
pertaining to the
alcohol and beer ban. It's about the Coliseum. This guy saw a show at the Nassau Coliseum. This kind of makes sense, Ham. I mean, if you got to drive to these places, look.
Enough of this. But really, I mean, if people just trying to have fun. You know, they gotta like work and die and eat and other things. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, you want to go to a concert, you know, and you want to have a beer. I mean, it's just that much better if you have a beer.
Not to mention a baseball game or a boxing match.
Yeah, and people just have to, you know, like...
I mean, can you imagine they're going to ban beer? How many no-drinking seats are they going to sell at pro wrestling?
God, Jesus.
Some people just can't drive on this stuff.
Well, so they don't have to drink if they're going to drive home.
They get a designated driver.
Are they that offended that somebody sitting next to them is going to have a beer? Listen, there's two kinds of people in this world. Those people that might want to do something and those... Yahoo right-wing Republican born-again Christian cretins that don't want you to do anything but send your money to them.
They're all nervous about going to the stadium with their white pants on, you know, and somebody's going to throw up on them or something.
Yeah. Speaking of pigs, you know, this tan quail is a really cretinous, reprehensible, horrible little creep. Not only that, he's so unbelievably stupid. He was on TV yesterday giving a speech about very pro-arms and about having a nuclear build-up, blah, blah, blah. Here's a guy who used, not only, you know, he used his family influence to get out of fighting in Vietnam. He got into law school through an experimental affirmative action program aimed at minority groups. He is a minority group, those worth more than $40 million. The Indiana senator, fresh from controversy over whether he used his family's influence to join the National Guard and avoid combat during the Vietnam War, angrily denied any wrongdoing. I got into law school fair and square, and I did rather well there. No rules were broken. Well, you know, that's one of those things. No rules were broken, but, I mean, he is a reprehensible little cretin. He's everything you hate about Wall Street and you know, the fact that there is no money being filtered down to anybody who makes less than $1 million a year.
Pertaining to. Joseph Salzberg, Sands Point, says, what concerns me most as a 4-year veteran of World War II with more than 20 medals decorating my mantelpiece is the hawkish record and Rambo posturing of this aspire to counterfeit hero status, Dan Quayle. Unfortunately, before the hypocrisy was uncovered, there is no determining of how many of our nation's youth he has misled with the false premise of combat glory. He goes on and on, but, you know.
Yeah, he's a simple-minded little cretin.
Well, it's coming to that time now. You know, it's like these young politicians, like the Gore and all that. It's these people are of the age that either they were, like, thinking about things when they, like, went to school or something when they grew up, or they were doing exactly what they were told, you know, like, they're trying to find somebody who hasn't smoked pot to try to get into office, you know.
It's tough.
The only people that didn't smoke pot then are totally got a screw loose anyway.
Yeah, they're the little geeks in high school that you just couldn't, you know, who ran for student body.
Yeah, or turned you into the office for smoking or something like
they're
that.
They're horrible.
Woo! Anyway, that's what we get.
The world sucks and it's our fault, folks.
Slip the bush. Oh, man.
Anyway, we should probably play some more records, and then we'll come back with some, we're going to do a VOM. We got Bakers. We got some amazing Buck Owens things happen this week, and we'll get to that after this set. We're going to kick it off with Kid Thomas and the Wolfpack by request. This is WFMU East Orange, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Please come back here, I beg of you.
You watch her, baby.
This is a hit! Someone
this being pro radio and all, I queued up the wrong side of the record. I'm going to flip it right now. This side is much better, honest, folks. There we go. Sorry about that. But on what they pay me, you're lucky you're getting anything. WFMU East Orange. That was the Chimes with Voodoo Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. We missed Aphraim, little miscue there. Jerry Byrne with Honey Babe. Professor Longhair with Papoose Nelson on guitar with KC Blues. That was never, everything Professor Longhair ever recorded has been reissued except that, which was not reissued because the guitar is so unbelievably out of tune. Papoose Nelson, a genius. We salute you. We heard the Raiders with Yoo-Hoo and Kid Thomas with Wolfpack by request. So this woman, Jackie, wants to come meet us. What do you think? What do you think?
I think Rasta? She's on her way.
Yeah, possibly. Well, we'll find out.
What's the name of that liquor store that's out there?
Liquors of Distinction.
Liquors of Distinction.
Right.
Right next to the cash register, Jackie, they have... And right next to the ice cream sandwiches, they have these little four packs of frozen margaritas. So
right, last time Roscoe had them was the last time he got rug burn out here.
I don't go where they ain't got no air conditioning, all right?
Anyway, so, you know, I write a little bit on my, once in a while about the subject of music.
The hound being modest.
Pretty stupid thing to be doing, but, you know, Nobody I've written about has ever actually like called me at home and told me that they thought it was something great. Except Thursday afternoon. I'm usually at work that day, but I was... No, it was Wednesday afternoon. Right, Wednesday afternoon. Sitting around the house, the phone rings, and it's some woman from a newspaper in Bakersfield left a message on my answering machine. I had written my column in High Times. It's out on the stands right now. It'll be out there for another week.
Special cultivation issue.
Yeah, special indoor growing issue. You can read it on the stands. It's pretty short. Don't spend $4 on it.
The title's good. What was the title?
Buck Owens, a goddamn genius.
There we go. Yeah.
He must have liked that. It's a pretty cynical, hateful article. I do get to make fun of him and Dwight Yoakam and Merle Haggard. And I sent a copy to Buck, or had High Times send a copy to Buck, and he secretary called back, asked for 10 copies. Anyway, this woman from a newspaper in Bakersfield calls me and says she just talked to Buck and he had given her the article and really liked it. And she got some quotes from me from some article she was working on. And 10 minutes later, Buck Owens calls up, and it was definitely him. He said, you know, you're coming to the show tonight, this week, Saturday, meaning tonight. I said, yeah, go get me some tickets. I'll go. I'd like you to come backstage. I'd like to meet you. So the Hound and Buck... It looks like a meeting of the mindless tonight. I got some good lines for Dwight Yoakam. Because I made fun of Dwight Yoakam being bald in the article. And that's what's under that hat, folks. Skin. Take his head and someone else's head who looks like that, push them together, look like a fat girl's behind. Anyway, so Buck Owens, he's playing up with Dwight Yoakam. Now, this is funny. This is a quote from Dwight Yoakam concerning the great Buck Owens. Says, here is the country music artist of the decade of the 60s who wrote the greatest songs, blah, blah, blah. And some concert reviewer wrote how amazing it was that he came out and opened his show with a Beatles song, meaning Act Naturally, which Buck Owens wrote and the Beatles covered on their second album, looking for something for Ringo to sing.
Yeah, that was a Ringo song, right?
Yeah, it was I think it was the first Beatles song, or the first single they had out that Ringo sang on. Or did Honey Don't Come First?
I think Honey Don't might have come first.
Whatever. Anyway...
Hey, some wife Ringo got, though, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, Buck Owens, he had some interesting wives. He had one that he advertised in the newspaper for. He had one that who was a fiddle player in his band that he divorced after 3 days for reasons of her insanity, and then took out an ad in the Bakersfield paper begging her to come back. He's a wild and crazy guy. In fact, our buddy Lou Whitney of the Morels out there in Springfield, Missouri, under assistant to the Vibe Meister, had witnessed some amazing Buck Owens and the Buckaroo scenes back in Phoenix in 62, which he described as hard-ons chasing, beehives chasing hard-ons.
Yeah, and just lined up for the Buckaroos as soon as they got off stage.
Well, I think it was those matching champagne sparkle fenders that they had that the women go for. But we'll get to the bottom of this tonight, folks, or I'll do my best if Dwight Yoakam's manager doesn't have my legs broken and have me thrown out.
No way, he'll never do anything like that. The guy's a vegetarian. Doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. I hope
Merle Haggard's not there.
Yeah, because he's got those built-up soles on his boots.
Yeah.
I heard he's really out there.
Mean short guy. Mean short guy who did time in San Quentin. Anyway, we have a little tribute here lined up. Bakersfield Uber Alles with Mr. Buck Owens, my buddy, my pal.
Yeah.
See you tonight.
I wish I was a rich man living on Cadillac Lane. And I'd tour the world in a great big shiny plane. I'd go to all the famous places like Italy, Rome, and Spain. If I was a rich man living on Cadillac Lane, I wish I was a rich man living on Cadillac Lane. I'd have my own private car on some big railroad train. I'd never have to work again for a doggone thing. If I was a rich man living on Cadillac Lane. There's a lot of rich people living on Cadillac Lane. eating caviar and a drinking pink champagne. But I've got your love, and to me that's everything. And I'm not so sure about the people on Cadillac Lane. I wish I was a rich man living on Cadillac Lane. And I'd tour the world in a great big shiny plane. I'd go to all the famous places like Italy, Rome, and Spain. If I was a rich man living on Cadillac Lane. But who needs to be a rich man living on Cadillac Lane?
It's crime, crime again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eye. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never grow no stronger if I lived to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eye. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now you say that you found someone you love better. The way it's happened every time before. And as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when you walk out the door. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. By the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
A hot dog stand, making them hot dogs as fast as you can. Up steps a cat and yells, don't be slow. Give me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, driving crazy. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. In the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats are gathered round. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, then they head down the road to a hip cat hop. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog! Drives me crazy, hot dog! Don't mean maybe, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. Baby of a night at 12, she closes up the shop and then we lose herself. And I hit cat hop in a crazy way. We're doing the bob at the break of day. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drive me crazy. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. Gonna see my baby at the hot dog stand. Well, I always look
cats have been hanging around, trying to get my baby to put me down. She either don't hear or she either don't care, or maybe it's the way that I part my hair. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, don't be crazy. Hot dog, drive me crazy. Gonna see my baby at the hot dog stand. Heart, don't let her hear you skip a beat. And pride, don't let her know how much I care.
My dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from the sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
B.
meanwhile, back in his day.
This is the Hound. The sound of Buck Owens. One Righteous Mother. We heard a Tiger by the Tail, Don't Let Her Know, Hot Dog, which you cut under the name of Corky Jones, Crying. It'll be Hank Williams' 65th birthday if he can crawl out of the casket to celebrate it.
He can retire now?
Right. He can get Social Security.
Right.
Because,
yeah.
Actually, we have a Hank Williams news story. I might as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was at his house and right down from the country music thing. They moved it, like, to there.
Did Miss Aubrey make you tea?
No, it's just sitting. It's empty. It's totally empty.
Totally empty?
Yeah.
Oh, you know where? It's in the... It's in one of those papers. It might be a news thing. Maybe I didn't rip it out. Basically, his illegitimate daughter lost her claim on his estate because she filed her claim too late. It was overruled. And Hank Jr., not that he needs the money and isn't a creep, gets to keep or split with Billie Jean Williams Horton Boggs, who was married to Hank when he died and was also married to Johnny Horton when he died. Makes you think now, don't it, folks? Yeah, she mixes a mean drink. Her and Hank Jr. split the songwriting royalties. Anyway, you know what that god-awful sound behind us is, folks? That's right. It's time for the Vibe Report. Roscoe is armed with six strings of thunder.
I've already said enough, so I figured I could maybe do a little jam here, you know?
Shall we shut the vibes off?
Yeah, shut the vibes off, and I'll, I got a little
jam onwards, brother.
Okay.
The words, eh, Roscoe?
Yeah, okay. Well, this is the good verse. This is the good verse.
Do you remember?
This is the verse of the life. Talking.
could be further from the truth.
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send the chances.
Roscoe!
I don't know what happens. The vibe.
Woo! Whoa. Break a string? We're bathed in echo here. State of the Vibe report, folks. That's Roscoe's vibe for today. You always know what a girl likes to hear, Roscoe. How'd your date go last night?
That was great.
Yeah?
I've been having a lot of fun lately.
Oh, did you tell Jack about everything? That? Or did you go into detail?
No, I mean, like, despite everything. I mean, the world does suck, and we're all responsible.
It's our fault.
There's fun to be had there, folks.
As Pete Fonda said.
Let's go through these announcements.
We blew it.
Let's go through these announcements one more time. As Pete Fonda. We're eating their food, man. Iggy Pop is over at the pier. I don't think that's sold out yet. Bob Dylan, somewhere in Stanhope, New Jersey, flagged down a big limo and asked Bob where he's going. Buck Owens at the Beacon tonight with Dwight Yoakam. It is sold out. There will probably be scalper tickets out front. The New York Guitar Show today and tomorrow, 440 East 12th Street. Meet Tysco Del Rey and Nookie Edwards of the Ventures and Il Bruce and buy an expensive guitar. Pull Elliot Easton's wig off. Eddie Clearwater, he of leopard skin suit and guitar at the Lone Star Cafe tonight. The Leroy Brothers and Nookie Edwards of the Ventures and Tysco Del Rey at the Rodeo Bar, 27th and 3rd. Thursday night, the Delords at the Lone Star Roadhouse on West 57th Street. Our old pal, Breakfast George, and his gangsters of Wove at Nightingale's. Don't order a mixed drink because they're very, it's the most watered down whiskey in New York. Sneak in your own bottle.
For beer there.
Yeah, either get a beer or smuggle in your own whiskey.
Last time I was there, it was like $5 for
miserable. Who knows?
Watered down booze.
I don't know. The plate that bar is owned by a former Taiwanese narcotics cop who now owns 3 bars in New York.
That's why, makes you think, huh? The girls were there.
Next week on the Hound Show, the Hank Williams 65th birthday retirement party will be presenting him with a gold watch if he shows up to pick it up. Anyway, it's time.
I'll pick up one of them Rolexes.
Yes, happy birthday to Jack Boy. Congratulations to Alice and Bob Quine. Let's vibe,
folks. Quad Dad's listening.
Mr. Quad Nino.
His car's here,
sir.
But he had to work.
Quad's car made the trip. Quad is making money, not wasting time like us. Anyway, if anybody knows where Stanhope, New Jersey is, it's out there somewhere on Route 80 past Denville, past Lake Abacon, past Netcong. Is Stanhope, that's where Bob Dylan's playing tonight. And let's hear him.
Early in the morning, I'm calling you too. I'm calling you too. Please come home. Yes, I could make it without you if I just didn't feel so all alone. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. I won't let you down. I won't let you down. No, I won't. You know, yes, it is now. Yes, it is. Outside my yard. Yes, I tell you what it means if I just didn't have to try so hard. Your mama's working, your mama's moaning. She's crying, you know. You better go now. Well, I'll tell you what she wants if I, but I just don't know how. Fifteen jugglers, five believers, all dressed like men.
up in the morning.
Thank you.
Hey, no offense to Ron Ashton, but there's no excuse for a bass solo anywhere in music. So we just cut it out. We do it all for you, folks.
She's a man.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
You know, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That's a legal ID. Anyway, we heard Little Bobby Dylan with, that was Jet Pilot. He's playing somewhere in Stanhope tonight. I don't know where. Somewhere. Look around for a limo. Lou Reed with the blushing groom, Bob Quine, on a blazing guitar solo there. White Light, White Heat, recorded, they were being tear gassed in Rome, Italy, as that was being recorded. Iggy and the Stooges with Head On. Iggy will be on the pier, 42nd and 12th tonight. And we edited out the bass solo for your listening pleasure. What else did we hear? The Flaming Groovies with Slow Death. They have a new album coming out soon. And we opened up again with Bob Dylan, obviously Five Believers. Anyway, more announcements. For you tube heads, you know, if you got too many, you know, if you got the drunk driving thing on your license and you can't drive and a job with a drug test here, you're going to be in tonight watching TV. Scarlet Street at 12:40 p.m. on Channel 11. Edward G. Robinson as a mousy clerk infatuated with a trollop, Joan Bennett. And it features an appearance of my all-time favorite actor, Dan Duryea. And Joan Bennett delivers to him one of the all-time great lines in the movie. He doesn't hit me like you do, Johnny.
Whoa.
Yes, and if you can deal with a movie on Channel 7, a movie that was badly edited to begin with, Fistful of Dynamite, a.k.a. Duck, You Sucker, which was it's a pretty bizarre little movie with Rod Steiger and James Coburn about, you know, the Mexican Revolution. It's a, what's that guy's name? You know, the guy who did Fistful of Dollars and Once Upon a Time in the West.
Sergio
Leone movie, but he took his name off it because the studio re-edited it. More news. Reverend Thomas Stretford, controversial pastor of East Harlem Church, indicted yesterday on charges that he sexually abused four members of his congregation, including two teenage sisters. The indictment handed down, it says here handed up, but it's supposed to be handed down, and this must be the post. In the Supreme Court, accused, Stryverted of Oakfield, Long Island, that's his home, age 59, of rape, sodomy, sexual abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, those churches get.
They like those guys in prison. Short eyes. Hey, Short Eyes.
Yeah, he'll have a good time. You guys got some news prepared there?
Den's got it. Hell,
or those napkins.
Well, yeah, this is some story. Something you don't see every day. A guy set himself, poured gasoline on himself and torched himself on 42nd Street, 1st Avenue, right across from United Nations about noon. So he must have had quite a crowd there.
Yikes.
The guy flew into town for the gig.
Yeah, exactly. He flew in. His plane got here at 6:06 in the morning, and he got his gasoline.
That was this morning?
This was Friday, this whole thing happened.
Yeah, it was right outside where Buck Owens and Dwight Yoakam are staying.
That's right.
It was probably one of Buck's ex-wives.
Well, here we go. It says he was apparently listening to music on headphones attached to a personal cassette player as he burned. I wonder what he was listening to.
You know what he was listening to?
I don't know. Leonard Skinner.
No. He was listening to I'll Play Second Fiddle, you know, as he burned himself.
Oh, man. But anyway, he's an Iranian guy. And apparently he had a reputation among friends for, quote, being crazy.
Wonder why.
That wacky Iman, he paid $308 cash for a one-way United Airlines plane ticket to New York. When he arrived across the street.
I wish he'd quit sucking snot on the air.
I'm sorry. I've been sick for a week.
Well, God.
Okay, I'm sorry. You got to tell me.
You're going to come down here and drug test this or something.
When he arrived, well, we got that whole bag of... When he arrived across the street from the UN, he was carrying a small valise and a quart can of gasoline, according to witnesses. The clothes he wore were already soaked with gasoline, as were the clothes inside the valise.
I mean, he got on the plane and soaked in gasoline?
No, I think he did that between the airport.
In the cab.
He had 6 hours to, like, get himself ready for this
thing.
There's
some shrubs over there.
At 12:05 p.m., police said he poured fresh gasoline over his body, lighted a match, and burst into flames.
As opposed to stale gasoline.
Yeah, right? The flames, well, it ignites better. The flames rose 10 feet high, and Emen, is the guy's name, burned for nearly 4 minutes.
Some people that were standing crispy. There saw this happen, like there was some, like, jogging kind of health.
Yeah, your typical New York response would be like some Bobby Fleckman would stick her Marlboro 100 light onto the guy and light it.
Actually, one of the reports says the crowd thought he was a magician doing it, like a magic act.
Yeah, one of those city-sponsored things.
Made $8 and change, folks.
But as a footnote, he tried to do the same thing in 1986 at the Statue of Liberty on Liberty Island, but a park ranger stopped him.
It's probably pretty windy.
Pushed him in the water. Yeah, right.
So if you're listening, E-men.
Are they tuning us in Bellevue?
Things to do,
he said he was going to do some things.
Yeah.
That's some things
the
to
Hazel,
do.
Hazel Motes of
yeah, you think these people aren't around, but, you know. Anyway.
Are you kidding? The streets are crawling with them. It was an amazing sight on my block last night.
There's blood
all over 11th Street.
I almost stepped in it.
About 9 o'clock, there was 500 billion police vans dragging everybody with skin one shade darker than Italian off the street and into jail. And then about 2 o'clock in the morning, there's nothing on the street but a vermin and some guy running. I didn't see this, but a friend of mine saw this. Running down the street, holding their guts in. Yeah, right. Big. I mean, this morning when I got up to go to the grocery store, it's just skin and dried blood. And, yeah.
I saw that.
Yes. Getting sick of this poverty routine.
Not having fun.
Anyway, should we announcements next week on the Hound Show, the Hank Williams 65th anniversary 56th birthday party. Roscoe with the Dell Lords will be at the Lone Star Roadhouse, 240 West 52nd. We said 57th or 52nd Street. So you got to play 52nd Street. That's like where all the jazz guys play.
Yeah,
Charlie Parker,
right?
Swing Street. You gonna bring your trumpet?
Yeah, maybe I will.
You and Duke.
I think so.
Maybe Dukakis.
A couple
will
of choruses of Loverman.
Yeah, there you go.
The Leroy Brothers with Tysco Del Rey and Nookie Edwards of the Ventures will be at the Rodeo Bar tonight, 27th and 3rd. Eddie Clearwater at the Lone Star. Say hello to his leopard skin print guitar. The Guitar Show, 440 East 12th Street, benefit for children with AIDS today and tomorrow. From 10 to 6, all kinds of vintage guitar gear, and Skip Henderson hosting the festivities. Buck Owens tonight at the Beacon Theater. The Hound will be there.
You're
say
your
hi
personal
to Buck,
friend?
My personal friend, Buck Owens. He called me at home. Hi, this is Buck Owens. Coming to the show? You know. Iggy Pop on the pier tonight. The pier at 42nd and 12th, not sold out yet. I saw him at the Ritz. It was a very good show. Did almost all Stooges songs. Down at the Film Forum, 57 Watts Street, William Castle movies, Tingler in Percepto, where that's where they put an electric shock up your butt, literally, and 13 Ghosts in Illusiono, that's tonight.
Oh, you know, it'd be nice if some informed listener would call us with the Yankees.
Yeah, we got a Yankee partial, 201-266-7900. By the way, we're almost completely out of covers for the Dog Style cassette, so no more Dog Styles. I'd like to thank all you listeners who sent in your Dog Style without a self-addressed stamped envelope and expect me to stand in line at the post office. It'll be right there, folks. Anyway, it's time.
In the mail.
It's time for, yeah, I won't come.
Let's do lunch.
I won't come in your mailbox. Blues Hangover time, I think, with Howlin' Wolf.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? Your building got the burning. Charlotte Young was there. Blue Eyes was there. Rosa May was there. Louise was there. Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? I stood back, was looking and the old building done tumbled down. Mm-hmm.
have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss colony wine. While I was talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss colony California pale dry sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now the yodel, Harvey. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss, Italian Swiss colony wine.
The greatest.
I'm gonna saddle up my pony, have a lay by the lead to sound.
I'm gonna saddle up my pony, have a leave, I go back well.
Do get some cream pea barbecue. Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some rib and a hot pepper and some potato salad and bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread and one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine queen bee barbecue?
Yes, one, two, three, bee
that show is a fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue flavors now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue there is.
Barbecue?
Oh, it's so good.
I keep crying. Tell me what good will it do? I keep crying. Tell me what good will it do? Well, my way seems so dark ever since I lost you. Since you left me, baby, my heart been beating slow. Please release the spell I'm under. Oh, I can't live long no more. Well, I keep crying because I know I've done you wrong. Well, she set me free. Less long. Please listen to me, baby. Keep us apart. Come on home to daddy and stop this beating heart. Then I can stop crying and the life will flow in my veins. Because you're the only one can help me and make me feel good again.
Budweiser commercial featuring the Crew Cuts.
Where there's light, there's Bud. At a concert or a show, in your own backyard, wherever you go, Budweiser's here is for folks to know. Where there's light, there's Bud. Budweiser.
Early in the morning, about to break the day. That's my baby went away. Planning clean won't do no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. Love you, baby, I can't help myself. I wouldn't mistreat you for no one else. Hugging and kissing late at night makes your little baby feel just right. Tell me now, baby, what you're trying to do. Trying to love me and some other man too.
That's our Blues Hangover, folks, brought to you by Queen Bee Barbecue. So far, Billy Boy Arnold in I Wish You Would to a Jungle Beat. Blue Smitty with the Totally Psychotic Crying. Eddie Clearwater, who'll be at the Lone Star Cafe tonight. Here, the black man who plays the most like Keith Richards. Hillbilly Blues. Mississippi Fred McDowell, Shake Him On Down. He opened up with Howlin' Wolf and Natchez Burning. That goes out to Eamon. Last we heard, the Yanks were in a 9-4. I'd like to thank the listener who phoned in that partial and also told us the name of the place that Bob Dylan is playing at. That's at Waterloo Village in Netcong.
That's it. That's the one. Is that a theme park?
Nick told me.
Yeah, it's a biblical theme park. It's 60s land.
That guy Mahorsik is doing a pretty good job.
Anyway, I'm the Hounds. This is WFMU East Orange. We got the Denster and Roscoe. They got some more news stories.
Well, this one caught my eye.
Literally.
It's kind of, well, anyway. I've never been a huge fan of this guy and this kind of... Pop heart throb. George Michael has lost respect for Boy George.
No. No, don't say that.
It's true. They're no longer pals like you and Buck. Boy was quoted recently.
Let me guess, he's got eyes in the back of his head.
Boy was quoted recently as saying he thought Michael was a...
Mr. Boy to you.
Homo.
He was a homo.
A homo.
A homo.
On Fox's The Reporters, airing tonight, Michael sets his audience straight, pointing out that he's sexually normal.
Whatever that is.
Normal, and adding... Quote, I think it's a shame that he made a snipe at me because I've always kind of liked him.
Come on, when Boy George calls you a fag, you kind of, you know, got a question mark over your head.
I've always admired his.
That is very tragic.
His strength of character.
Whose?
This is still a quote from
George Michael. But I don't really call what he's been doing strength of character. Oh. Heavy words. I didn't realize he was such an intelligent guy.
And if you start using one
character, that's how many
just
syllables?
Just about a rocket scientist.
Who does his shave thing,
I think
though?
He's a drummer.
Who's perfected the shave
thing?
That's
the Miami device.
Yeah, but it's the trimmed.
Right.
I'm sure there's a team of experts that work on it every morning.
It's geometrical, you know.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know.
Anyway.
He's got probably $1,000 a week laundry on the road.
You got some more news here?
I think so.
We got some drug stories, but they're all kind of boring.
Yeah,
Jim Jensen is getting rehab.
How did Richard Dent, what happened to him? He got, like, out of it. He was in and then he got out. I don't understand.
I don't know. Ike Turner went in and out in 2 days.
Oh, no, he said 8 days, didn't he?
Billy Boggs, the homeless person Mayor Koch tried to have removed from the streets, was busted for carrying 4 $10 bags of heroin and 2 hypodermic syringes yesterday.
Hmm.
Yeah, right.
Here's some music news.
Oh, my God. We don't talk about music here.
Oh, okay. Come on.
We just do it.
Another one of this is the guy, the bald guy with the hat.
Bald guy with the hat.
Dwight Yoakam. Which one?
Yeah. Neil Young. Could be. Dan, you want to read some of this review?
Miami Steve, maybe?
That's not right. He was a schmata. That's Rhoda. Rhoda Morgenstern.
He's got a Rhoda look. He's looking down that beak of his.
What is this here? Oh, yeah, this is pretty good. Any of you who loved and enjoyed the Albert Goldman Elvis book have a treat, I think, in store with this John Lennon book. It looks pretty amazing.
But don't buy it.
Steal a copy of it or something. You know, it'll be around for 50 cents. The guys on the street probably already have the People magazine excerpts, right? Up there I go again. But let's see some quotes. Who was it? You were at a party with Mr. Goldman?
A couple years ago, yeah. He was at Doc Promise's birthday party. I sort of felt sorry for him because he was such an outcast in the place. But as soon as he started talking, he was just such an obvious cretin. He looks exactly like you'd expect him to look. Really skinny, nerdy, losing his hair, glasses. He looks like a rock critic.
I like this quote from the book. Lennon's muse had always been a muse of fire, a howling devil that dwelt in a pit of molten lava at the bottom of his soul.
That's some writing.
Yeah,
I wish I thought of that.
You know what, Dan, where he got that stuff? I think he's been teaching night school, you know? And
he teaches up at Columbia.
I know, this is just like William Burroughs snipped all their little kids.
Columbia, the worst landlord in New York.
One more quote. Totally enervated by lack of purpose and exercise, he rarely left his bed. Drugged all day on Thai stick, magic mushrooms, or heroin, he slept much of the time and spent his waking hours in a kind of trance.
Mm-hmm. That was before.
Money can't buy you love.
Oh, but the best thing is his whole theory of Yoko plotting Paul Lennon's bust in Japan. I like that one.
Paul McCartney. Mm.
Or Paul, I'm sorry, Paul McCartney, right.
Beetle Paul.
Beetle Paul, yeah.
The cute one.
So, anyway, that's that.
That's that. I never liked John Lennon much anyway.
Well, that's why I think the book would be good.
We got any more news? Let's play some more records.
Well, right, but that's what Albert Goldman
makes some more announcements.
No, nothing. I'm just talking about the Hall and Oates reunion.
Oh wait.
Oh man.
How about the Leonard Skinner?
Or no, the retirement home plan for rock stars.
I think we did that last time it came up.
By Joey D. And
Joey D.
The guys from the coasters there, Carl Gardner.
We decided that Little Richard should be the guy who leads the exercise class. You know, what's that little fag on TV?
Richard Simmons?
Yeah. Little Richard would be the Richard Simmons character around the retirement home for rock stars.
I bet, but it would be a nice thing because all these guys...
Keep them off the road, yeah.
Yeah. And they could also play cards with each other and take each other's money rather than someone else taking their money. That would be better.
Right. WFMU East Orange, we're going to play a record.
Yeah.
A good move.
Bumbling around.
great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Well, walk about you, talk about you, shake them up, but you bowl, how do you all? Well, walk about you, talk about you, shake them up, but you bowl, how do you all? Hey, walk about you, talk about you, shake them up, but you bowl, how do you all? She's a pretty little gal and she got great big blue eyes. Yeah, she's a pretty little gal and she got great big blue eyes. When she look at me, well, I think I'm in paradise. Oh, talk about you, talk about you, shake them up at your bowl, how do you all? Well, I talk about you, talk about you, shake them up at your bowl, how do you all? Well, I walk about you, talk about you, shake them up, but you pull out of the wrong. She dances like a cat, a-swinging on a rusty gate. She dances like a cat, a-swinging on a rusty gate. She go like a bartha 24 hours late. Well, talk about you, talk about you, shake them up at your bowl, how do you all? Well, talk about you, talk about you, shake them up at your bowl, how do you all? Well, talk about you, shake them up at your bowl, how do you all? When I blow my whistle, baby, start tuning your horn. Ooh, when I blow my whistle, baby, start tuning your horn. And then I started shaking like a jelly on a frosty morn. Well, talk about you, talk about you, shake them up at your bowl, how do you all? Well, talk about you, talk about you, shake them up at your bowl, how do you all? Hey, talk about you, talk about you, shake them up at your bowl, how do you all?
Will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Oh, yeah, amigo. This is for you. Now, look, I'm going to tell you something there. You know my English, it don't be too good. So this means that I'm going to kind of mess him up a little bit because I had too much tequila in that margarita. Tú sabes, huh? Ahorita, mira.
He done got drunk on that black bear, that tequila, margarita and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's the way it sounds when he done got drunk. Yeah, me there. Got to tell your mama. Yeah.
wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Folks on Jews and Guineas and Hunkies and Poles and Limeys, Krauts, and we're gonna have on Spicks, and we're gonna have on Boogies too. I mean, I don't wanna show that I'm anti this or anti that. I'm anti everything.
Your driver's license, please.
Park a car on a no-through street. We're all alone now, no more heat. I just went up, things were going fine.
Can't you see that no parking sign?
They came along with a doggone heat. Everywhere I go, it seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go. Baby, I think I know. Park your car, turn off the key. We're all alone now, you and me. Honey, we're safe, look at all the trees.
May I see your driver's license, please?
A
they came along. Oh, the doggone heat. Everywhere I go, it seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go. Hold on, baby, I think I know. Arthur Carter and Arthur Key. We're all alone now, you and me. This is one place, baby, have no fear.
Just want to tell you that I'm going off duty now.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yes, this is a hound. And that echo's doing some funny things. Woo! Oh, Roy Tan with your driver's license, please. You ever hear those words, Roscoe? Tell the folks how you lost your driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last time I'll make you tell the story.
Okay, well, I was in a borrowed car. I was home for Christmas vacation a few years ago, a long time ago, actually. And I was coming back from this club, and I get pulled over by the cops, you know. And I had been to see some rock gig, and I was tripping. And so I'm sitting there, you know, in this borrowed car and everything, you know, license, registration, please. You know. Guy comes back, it's freezing cold, hands me this ticket. He took my license, hands me the ticket, and where it said, you know, what you did, it said 25 over on LSD.
And
I started really freaking, and it took me like a while to realize that it was Lakeshore Drive was the deal. It was. I thought for sure that this guy knew that I was whacked, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, you always think everybody knows.
But I never got my license back because the ticket was so cool.
Oh.
I'm outside society.
Anyway, we heard Chuck Wiley doing I Love You So Much. Big Walter Price with Tequila and Margaritas. That's for Jack Boy. Happy birthday to the father of modern rock. Mm. Benny Cliff with Shake 'Em Up Rock. And we'll put it up with the Versatones and the truly primitive and stupid Baila.
I like that.
Oh. Yeah, Quine turned me onto that record. Oh.
Are they going on a honeymoon yet?
Yes, they are headed to North Carolina as we speak.
Now I can get on the wife's insurance plan.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Well, we'll go through these announcements one last time. We've got a few minutes to kill. Laureus comes up at 6. On Nitro, Nick's live music, Fawcett, Drip Drip. Who's on the Titanics? The Titanics. Buck Owens at the Beacon, the guitar show. 15 more minutes, but it'll be going tomorrow, Sunday, from 10 to 6, 440 East 12th Street. Eddie Clearwood at the Lone Star, the Leroy Brothers at the Rodeo Bar. Del Lord's Thursday at the Lone Star Roadhouse on West 52nd Street. Bob Dylan at the Waterloo Village Netcom from tonight.
Scott's at the Speakeasy.
Scott Kempner at the Speakeasy. Next week on the Howie Show, Hank Williams' 65th birthday retirement party. We're going to retire the sorry old ass and give him a gold watch if he shows up to get it. Otherwise, we'll bring it back to the store.
Thank you, baby.
Okay, this is where we get to kill some time, huh?
Jimmy.
This is where Dylan ripped off his John Wesley Harding song from, Jimmy Skinner.
John Wesley Harden was a bad, bad man. Carried two guns every day. He shot a man dead at the age of 15. Ought to seen John Wesley get away. Ought to seen John Wesley get away. He looked to the east and he looked to the west. The time was about sundown. Johnny rode away, they heard him say, I'll see you in another western town. I'll see you in another western town. John Wesley was standing in a bar one night, humming a cowboy song, when a stranger walked in with a gun in his hand. Saying, Johnny, you'd better move along. Saying, Johnny, you'd better move along. Johnny's big black gun never left his hip. All the stranger saw was the flame. They buried him there by the light of the moon. John Wesley didn't even know his name. John Wesley didn't even know his name. Johnny had a reputation as a ladies' man.
a pretty girl in every town. He was fast with a gun, had to have his fun, else you wouldn't find John Weston hanging round. Else you wouldn't find John Weston hanging round. When John Wesley Harden shot the sheriff of the town, they put him in that old state pen. There'd be no more notches on his big black guns. Johnny couldn't see the pretty girls again. Johnny couldn't see the pretty girls again.
Ooh, I want you by my side.
The Hound, the cold-blooded Hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. If you change the dial, I will break your fingers.
On it, baby.
The rain's gone, night's grown cold, but I still love you, darling, the most. Nights grow cold, but I still love you, darling.
make each other cry. Well, I promise that I'll be true until the day I die. The rain's come, nights grow cold, but I still love you, darling, the more.
If you want to get rid of your baby, now this is what you do. When she come home early in the morning, just feed her some. I done fed my baby poison.
I
done fed my baby poison.
I
done fed my baby poison.
My baby's gone
because she was no good.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound, and we're wrapping it up. Excuse me, Roscoe?
Who did that one? I like it.
The Rocketeers.
I done fed my baby poison.
Fed my baby poison. And not only was it a pretty bizarre record, but between the turntable not spinning at the proper speed and the record being pressed just so slightly 2 or 3 inches off center, we got kind
good
of
effect.
A little...
It's kind of a disorienting kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of a jungle groove.
Keep making sure you're awake.
Yep.
Kind of assimilates the spin.
Jim Edgar and the Roadrunners with Rains, Little Willie Littlefield with Ruby Ruby. Send that one out to my favorite piece of pussy, my cat Ruby. Yeah, she knows who controls the can opener in this house. Jimmy Skinner opened it up with John Wesley Harding.
With some nice belly clanking on that one.
Hey, we got through it.
Congratulations.
I'm off for my rendezvous with Mr. Buck Owens, and I'll let you know how that goes. So you got your big choice of everything tonight. You got Iggy on the Pier, Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens at the Beacon, the guitar show tomorrow from 10 to 6. Eddie Clearwater at their Lone Star, the Leroy Brothers at the Rodeo Bar. Oh, Roscoe with the Del Lloyds Thursday at the Lone Star. Scott Kempton tonight at
the Speakeasies.
I have a mental block about a place like that.
Plan.
Next week on the Howard Show, Hank Williams' 65th retirement birthday.
Till then.
Loyalis is up next.
Drink till you stink.
That's it. Oh, wait, you know what? We're not going to do that. We got so many requests for Hello, Lucille. We'll play that and get it over with. So don't request it anymore, folks.
Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? We'll call Lucille right now. Answer calls. When I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I want to make love, she got female trouble. That other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, a skirt. When we go out, it's like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, black man. She don't have any tits. She don't wear makeup with high heels. And they laugh and whisper it out. Why don't he take her out? She like women just like he do. Now I notice she stares at. I just take young women's clothes off. Surprise. Let's see. That number is 268-0777. Girl, we're a lesbian for 2 months? Damn. I don't know if she a man or a woman. She must be a... Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians.